It was like being shot out of a giant cannon. Rising on a sea of red-hot lava, amid a cloud of ashes, the raft flew through the air, and I lost consciousness. When I came to, I felt the strong hand of Hans clutching my belt. With his other hand, he was holding my uncle. We were lying on the slope of a mountain, next to a precipice over which I would have fallen had Hans not saved me. We had not the slightest idea where we had arrived. It was certainly not Iceland. Below us, we could see a forest of green. There were olive and fig trees, and vines heavy with purple grapes. Above us was the crater of the volcano, from which every quarter of an hour came a loud explosion and an intense jet of flame.
"We must get away from here quickly,"
said my uncle.